What's up, everyone? This is Joel Barsky with the Irie Chat Podcast. You were just listening to an awesome song called Turn Up by today's guest, Annalea Brown, off her debut album, Queendom. I like this song so much that I thought I'd play it out in the intro and outro of this episode. Annalea Brown is an up-and-coming musician based out of the West Coast. She was nice enough to join us on a Zoom call just for a chat. Listen to us talk about her debut album, new music she's producing, and that's just getting to know her a little bit better. So enjoy our Irie Chat as we say what's up to Annalea Brown. Annalea Brown, what's up? How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, pleasure's all mine. I'm a big fan. I love the Queendom album. I believe are you in Salt Lake City or Los Angeles?
Yeah, I go back and forth between the two, but currently I am in Reno, Nevada right now.
Mm-hmm. So how's the whole quarantine situation over there then?
So here in Reno, I believe they just opened up some of the shops today. I know in LA, they're probably going to extend everything. And then in Utah, I think it's somewhere in between.
Are you starting to finally maybe going out or stepping outside at all, going to places?
Yeah, you know what? I've actually been traveling. I've been quarantining still in my hotels, but I've kind of been on the road, got some business ventures that we've been working on. And so I've been staying safe, definitely, but I've been on the road.
Okay, cool. Well, so I saw you're performing at the Island Empire Festival in California this year. Has that event changed since this whole quarantine?
Currently, I have not gotten an update. I think LA is looking at extending, like I was saying, but I think they're just waiting to see if that's going to happen. If it is, they will probably move that date back and reschedule it.
Is this like a first-time festival for them, or is this like an annual festival?
As far as I know, this is their first time doing it, but I believe it will be annual.
Okay, cool. I usually visit my friend over in California, so I'm keeping an eye out for that festival.
You should come through. It'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Before you started working with Island Empire, I saw that you were pretty much self-producing or releasing music on your own. So what made you want to work with a record company this time around?
You know, for me, I was signed to management before I came to Island Empire. But when I made the switch, I loved the openness that they had to innovation as far as music goes and as far as ideas go. They were very open to that. I was songwriting before I became an artist. I was songwriting for some of their artists. And so that's kind of where the relationship started. And then it moved into just becoming an artist under them. And I've been so happy ever since. It's been really cool to work alongside my label mates, Common King, Sammy J, Fiji, all of them, everyone on the label. It's been really cool. And the camaraderie is really awesome. So it's been really fun.
You mentioned you were writing music. So who were some artists you were writing music for?
I've written for Common Kings. I've written alongside Sammy J, Swells. I wrote for Tanel, Leia Love, a bunch of artists who work with the label and who are under the label.
The names you mentioned, like Sammy J and Common Kings, those are obviously big names, and I'm big fans of them. And I know those guys pretty much do tours overseas, especially in the South Pacific. So have you got a chance to join them at all?
Being new to the label, I have not yet, but I foresee doing that very soon. I did get to go. Common Kings was gracious enough to bring me along with them to St. Martin. Mm-hmm. And that was a few months ago, but that was awesome. And it was a big crowd. I think it was maybe like 25,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Which was like my biggest show so far. So it's been awesome to do that. And I look forward to many, many more shows with some of these artists.
Are there any locations that you're like, oh, I really want to go there and perform at?
I mean, I've always wanted to be in New Zealand. My mom was born there. And so that kind of has always been close to my heart. Probably there, but I mean, anywhere would be wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, New Zealand's great. I've been there a couple of times. And yeah, I'm a big fan of Auckland. I love Auckland. New Zealand's a great place.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, previously I saw you were just going by Analea, but later on you added Brown to your name. So why'd you want to make that change to your name?
I just added my last name. It wasn't like a big thing or anything, but I just decided to add my last name. And I don't know, who knows, in the future, maybe it might change again. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's cool. Besides singing, I also see that you play the guitar. I mean, you mentioned that you write music and you perform with the guitar also. So how'd you learn how to play?
I started playing the guitar in high school. I was really big into sports and I played a bunch of sports. I tore my ACL playing volleyball my junior year. And my parents, after I got the surgery done and everything, and after my parents saw that I would just like sit there and cry, recovering from the surgery, they decided to buy me a guitar so I would have something to do. And that's when I started learning. I'm self-taught, and I started learning how to songwrite. And so that's kind of where it all began.
Do you play any other instruments besides the guitar?
Yeah, I play a little bit of piano. I play the ukulele, and I really want to learn how to play drums, so that'll be the next one, probably.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Besides the guitar, do you try to play any other instrumentals when you're performing?
Most of the time it's been the guitar, but I can see, you know, in the future, probably jumping on the piano or on the drums. Yeah. It'll be really cool to do.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you played sports, so what sports were you playing?
I was playing softball, basketball, and volleyball. I did that growing up and still miss it. I don't get to do it as much as I used to, but it's still, it's like riding a bike. It's so much fun whenever you get back on. So,
are you a sports fan now? Do you like follow any sports or teams, like where you're at?
You know, I don't have too much time for that nowadays, but if I did, I definitely would.
I want to talk about your debut album, Queendom, that was released last year. So I'm curious, how was the whole process from the idea of making this album to it actually being published?
Yeah, well, for the album, we completed it in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We wrote about, I don't know, 18, 20 songs the first 2 weeks, and then the third week we went in and recorded. We knocked out the whole album that week, and then it was really cool, like in the studio. I know how to engineer, and so like I can record myself, and so it was kind of like a really cool process getting to be in one room recording myself while I look over and see in the other rooms they're doing other things, recording music and stuff like that. So it was really cool process. And for the next album that's coming, we kind of did the same thing, and it's just kind of been a really cool experience, because if you putting all of that creative energy into such a short time period, I don't know, there's just like some kind of I don't even know how to explain it. It kind of just like makes my heart like really full, and so it's been a lovely experience.
But you mentioned that you were doing like the sound engineering for it. So how'd you learn how to do that?
I learned how to do that when, So after high school, I moved to Las Vegas, and I was signed as a songwriter to a major production company called Mach 1 Music. Mm-hmm. And they were based out of LA. But that's kind of when I got really deep into songwriting, and I learned how to engineer, because for me, there was someone in my life who was like, you got to learn how to do all of this stuff because you can't rely on other people to be able to get stuff done. And I'm truly grateful for that person and how they helped to show me that, I mean, if you look, like, anyone can learn this stuff. And if you do it on your own, then you really don't have to wait for other people to be able to create. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing.
Well, you mentioned that you had 18 or 20 songs for this album, but I noticed the album has 12 songs on it. So the extra songs that didn't make it to this album, are they being saved up for something else, like for the second album or a future album?
No, possibly. I don't know. I might give them away. I might use them on this next album. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just cool to have, you know, because then, you know, so for me, it's happened to where, like, I've written a song and then, like, years down the road, it's like, oh, I link up with this person and this song would be great for them. And so it's kind of been like that. It's really cool. It's a really cool, I guess, a cool process.
How did you decide to pick which songs for this album? Like, was there like a certain theme that you were going for that the others just didn't fit right for it?
You know, I just wanted to have a really good mixture of different sounds and different feels. And that's kind of what I went by.
Okay. Well, one thing that you really talk about on the album is about women, or you sing about women rights. So what made you want to sing about that on this album?
As far as women's rights, it wasn't really, I guess, catered to that specifically. It was kind of a mixture of, like, everything that women go through, and, you know, the men and women who love and accept us for who we are. It has to do with what we're passionate about, whether it's emotionally, physically, something that has to do with our work, any kind of passion. It kind of encompasses, or at least for me, that's what I wanted to do, is to bring all of that together and put that into music, regardless of where we are in our lives and what we're going through.
Well, yeah, I love the artwork of the album. It's quite beautiful, actually. So, so how'd you decide to choose that art for the album?
The art for the album was kind of an idea of the bruises, the scarring, even the stretch marks, the makeup that we put on as women, and all of the colors. All of those things bring together the colors that make up our lives and the things that we go through as women. So I kind of wanted to symbolize that in the album or in the cover of the album.
So is there like a certain theme that you may be working on for the next album?
You know, I don't know. For me, I kind of wanted to bring more of me into this next album. And so I would say so far that's been the direction.
Speaking of the sophomore album, I saw that it took a week to finish on your part, and you mentioned that it took you 3 weeks to finish on this part. So how were you able to finish the second album on your part a shorter time than you did on the first album?
I think a lot of planning. If you know what you want ahead of time, if you plan it really well, I in my experience, I've been able to execute it really quickly. And I think that going back again to what I was talking about before, that creative ball of energy that's there, I think that it's important to keep that. And so I think for me, that's why it's important to knock the music and the albums out so quickly.
Are you working with any other artists on your record label or outside the label on this second album?
I am, but I can't share it yet. but I definitely am. I'm working with some artists on the label and then also some artists that I have looked up to for years. And so I'm really excited.
So how do you feel that your music has developed in this upcoming album compared to your first one?
I guess I would say it's a lot more for me went into the production of this album. Mm-hmm. For this coming album, I brought together two producers that I really love. They are like family to me. They're like my brothers. But one of them does R&B music and pop music and all different genres of music, and one does primarily reggae. And so being able to fuse those brains together has mm-hmm. been really, really cool for me. They were able to bring out a lot that I could hear in my head, but I couldn't really even put into words. I could barely put into words. And so I'm really excited for especially the production on this album.
Well, since this whole quarantine situation, have you got a chance to, I mean, you mentioned that, I guess, your part in this album is finished, but have you got a chance to work on any more music at all?
Yeah, actually, during quarantine, that's all I've been doing. I've been creating a ton. It's been, although it's been tough to, you know, not be in the studio with people, it's been really cool to just take a step back and create, whether it's for this album or for something else. It's just been really, really fun. And I noticed that there has been less distraction, mm-hmm. which has been really cool. It's been cool to take a step back.
So what do you mean by distraction? Like just doing other tasks or other jobs?
Yeah, I mean, little things, taking tons of calls and, you know, because everyone else is in quarantine too. Yeah. So a lot of people are out of work, especially in the music industry. And so it's unfortunate, but I hope and pray that all of us have been able to take this time for growth.
So on this second album, you mentioned that you're more expressive of yourself or for people to get to know you a little bit more. So mm-hmm. is there anything else that you can share with us that we can expect from the upcoming album?
I think the only thing that I could say is probably being a songwriter and writing in all different genres for so long, I've brought more of that to the table. Mm-hmm. And I've brought more like new sounds that you haven't heard from me, which has been really cool. Like I've always had it, but on this album it's more prominent than the last. So
no, that's really cool. And I mean, I love your music videos, so I love to see like some music videos for this upcoming album. My favorite one was, I think it was one of your first ones, and you're actually like sitting on over a ledge. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't, and it's multiple times, and you're sitting over a ledge, and this is a tall ledge.
Yeah.
Probably like five stories high. Were you scared to like sit over there? You did not look scared.
It's so crazy because we kind of did that music like video like guerrilla style, and we had a drone up there, and it was like flying in front of me. I was standing on this ledge, like nothing below me to keep me safe, I mean inside. Like, I think I was maybe scared, but, you know, when you're in the moment and you're like, I'm just going to go for it. That kind of was all I was thinking about. And I look across the street and I saw someone like waving their hands. Like, don't jump. Because I don't think that they saw the drone.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was just like singing my heart out. But I was trying not to like laugh or show any other emotion than passion. But, you know, it turned out okay.
No, you handled yourself well over it. Even watching you made my hands sweat. I know I could not be brave enough to sit, especially when you had a guitar holding at the same time.
Right.
But yeah, I would have been too scared to do it. If they asked me to ledge, I was like, no way.
That was a fun one for sure.
Yeah, it looked fun. Well, Analeah, we're at a recurring segment in this podcast called Words of Wisdom. So this question is for our listeners, share with us a quote that you strongly live by and give us the reason why.
A quote that I strongly live by would probably have to be when you're going through trouble in your life, when you've come, when you've fallen upon hard times, go out and serve someone else. Hmm. And that quote has been from my mom. She's taught me that when you are, I guess, in a moment where you're looking at things that are hard for you if you go out and serve someone else, you're going to feel happy regardless. And I love my mom, and I'm grateful for for those things that she's taught me.
So what are ways that you feel that you serve others?
I think music is a big part. Being able to get messages where people have, you know, experienced rough times, and getting messages that, hey, I listened to this song and it kind of, you know, it made me smile. That's the best thing in the world. Like, it's the best feeling in the world to know that, like, I created something that can hopefully help someone.
No, that's amazing. Before we wrap, is there anything you want to share with our listeners?
With the listeners, you know, it's just gratitude. I am super grateful for anyone who has streamed, listened, downloaded, bought anything that I've created. It's definitely something that is important to me. I think about it every day. I do it every day. And I guess for me, it's important to put out positive music because it's very much needed, especially at this time. And knowing that people listen to and support it and enjoy it is very fulfilling for me. So
awesome. Well, Analea, thank you for sharing the words of wisdom and joining us in this interview and sharing a little bit about yourself for our listeners. But Analea Brown, thank you so much for joining us on iReChat, and best of luck on everything.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Our iReChat with Analea Brown. Make sure to catch her Queendom album and follow her on all our socials. You may find more info in the show notes. Please rate our podcast and let us know what you think of it. I hope you stay safe under quarantine. To keep yourself occupied, go ahead and catch our other episodes. Thanks for listening to our iReChat, and I'll see you soon.